Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome! Today's episode is number 487, Four Ways to Be a Cooler Parent, because the things that make you cool might just surprise you. Just like our kids, parents come in a wide variety of shapes, sizes, ages, personalities, and abilities to cope and manage the daily joys and stressors that automatically come with being part of a family. With so many public forums surrounding our parenting choices, social media platforms, attending sports and school functions, being out and about at the grocery store, and running other errands with our kids in tow, it's very rare that we don't parent without an audience, including our own kids, spouses, partners, and family members. Although my kids do have a few commitments and planned activities for the summer months, we really do spend the majority of summer vacation unwinding and decompressing from the extremely busy school year. What I love most about these unscheduled weeks, beside not making school lunches every night, is spending some reflective time reviewing the type of parent I've been during the past school year. Summer is a great time to do a little replay of both your best and not-so-great parenting moments, because we usually have a break in the action and can actually have some time to think and refocus. When the summer temps start to rise and sizzle, consider these four ways that you can keep your cool and bring more positive energy into your parenting life. Four ways to be a cooler parent. 1. Focus on yourself. 2. Stop yelling. 3. Find joy. 4. Practice daily calm. Here's each in more detail. 1. Focus on yourself. This past year, I did something I said I would never do again. I totally overcommitted myself to projects outside of my family and work, because I was truly excited to take them on. And I figured now that my kids are much older, I could manage my time and my overall mental well-being with no problem at all. Wow, was I ever wrong. Somehow, I was delusional in thinking I could co-chair two major fundraisers for our school, as well as continue being the secretary of our PTO, all while teaching CCD at our church, working full-time, freelancing, and caring for my family. Did everything get done? Just barely. But I am so thrilled with how successful our fundraising events were, and I truly did enjoy being so involved. I managed to keep up with work, my kids' schedules, and we didn't eat cold beans for dinner. But you know what did get moved to the back burner for nearly the entire past year? Me. When I don't take time for myself, although I managed to stay on top of my personal and work commitments, I just don't have that extra oomph that I usually have. And deep inside, I just don't feel like me. Although it's super cool to be so involved with our kids' schools, it's even cooler to show your kids that you take time to care for your own needs. Once these fundraisers were done, I jumped back into power walking every morning. I started socializing with my friends after work, and I resumed scheduling a few hours to myself for whatever strikes my mood that particular week. This week, it was a hand massage at my favorite spa, and an hour alone at our local farmers market. When I make my own health and wellness a priority, I model for my children how important that is. Equally as important is taking time to enjoy your own hobbies. There are too many wonderful and exciting opportunities awaiting us, regardless of our role as a parent. And when our kids see us cultivating our own passions, we show them by example how to keep their own tanks full of good energy. In my episode, Five Ways That Selfish Parenting Can Benefit Your Family, there are more ideas on how to focus on your own needs while becoming a better parent in the process. Number 2, stop yelling. In the 25 years that I've been a mom, one thing that totally makes me cringe is when I've caught myself yelling at my kids. Many times, to be honest, it happens rather mindlessly. If I was in a frazzled state and was trying to get crowd control of my gang, or was even trying to just round them up to get them in the car to go someplace, somehow raising my voice was what I thought would be an effective way to get their attention. I'm not a yeller by nature, but when exasperated and worn out with nagging kids or bouts when no one seems to be listening, I admit, yelling was an easy alternative. Thankfully, my husband came home early one day from work and heard me yelling. Okay, maybe it was even screeching, to the kids to get their sports gear ready to get going for practice. The problem was, I was in the kitchen, and they were all at the other end of the house. My loud voice was just taking up a lot of hot air, and the kids had totally tuned me out. He's always been the more patient of the two of us, so he very lovingly took me aside and told me how wretched I sounded when he came home that day. I was tired and defensive, but when I did calm down, I realized he was right. That was a turning point for me, and from then on, I really did try to pay attention to my volume and my tone when I communicated with my kids. I certainly don't like to be yelled at myself, and what an awful example it sets for our kids on how to treat others. Not cool at all. In Is Yelling at Your Kids as Bad as Spanking? Stephanie Christina, a child psychologist in Ottawa, explains, yelling isn't a constructive discipline technique. It's a reaction. While it will likely get a child's attention and might stop the naughty behavior in that instant, yelling, like spanking, does not teach the child anything about how to behave appropriately. One of my most popular episodes, How to Stop Yelling at Your Kids, has more ideas to help you curb your shouting and instead communicate in a calm manner.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Number 3, find joy. When you parent a large brood like I do, I found that over and over again, focusing on the simple pleasures of life are what bring me the most happiness. Maybe it's relishing the fact that your child can now tie his own shoes, or that your older daughter just made time to read a book to her younger sister so you could get dinner on the table. Yesterday, I walked outside to get the mail and noticed our rose bush was in full bloom. It made our front walkway look so fresh and pretty, and it smelled amazing. I smiled for the next hour every time I thought of it. I love referencing Pooh Bear and his sweet friends from the Hundred Acre Wood because the characters are so relatable and such great teachers of life's important lessons. In particular, how to have a positive outlook, even in gloomy times, is showcased beautifully when Pooh Bear interacts with Eeyore, the dismal donkey who always finds the negative side to everything. Pooh Bear finds the good in life, while Eeyore brings everyone down. Cool parents are upbeat and positive. They focus on what's right instead of what's wrong. Taking time to find joy in your everyday routines and sharing those happy thoughts with your family will definitely make you one of those cool cats in the world of parenting. And tip number 4, practice daily calm. We as parents are under continuous pressure as we try to balance work, home, kids, personal relationships, our finances, aging parents, and taking care of our own physical and emotional health needs. It's a tall order, and at times, it can be so overwhelming. Our kids, however, rely on us to stay in control and keep their world running as smoothly as possible, regardless of what's going on around them. Yet, unfortunately, it's all too common for we as crazed parents to lash out at our loved ones when we're running on a short fuse. As I mentioned in my first tip, taking time to nurture your own personal needs is extremely important and beneficial to the entire family when you do it consistently. Just as important is to incorporate some self-soothing techniques that you can call on when you're having a rough stretch, either at home or work, or in another area of your very busy life. Cool parents work to keep their emotions in check. If your temper is not always as easy to control as you'd like, finding a calming ritual that you can rely on is a great place to start. My favorite way to get centered and peaceful is to visualize, and I do that by picking something that makes me really happy. One of my favorite images is a setting at the beach. Me sitting in my chair with my feet buried in the warm sand, listening to the waves roll in and out of the shore while I enjoy a cold beverage and a good read. I even do this when I'm not in a crisis mode because it helps keep me in practice when I really need it. Check out my episode, 6 Ways to Become a Calmer Parent, for more ideas, and you'll learn how to keep your cool even when the situation seems too hot to handle. How do you maintain your cool as a parent? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also interact with me on Twitter at Mighty Mommy or email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And if you have friends and family that would enjoy listening as well, I'd love it if you'd share the link to this podcast and refer them to the website, which is www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Wishing you and your families the coolest summer ever. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.